Okay, today is Daf Samach Chet. We're a little behind still. We're on Samach Zayin Amud Beis by the Mishnah, and we'll learn today's shir for Fushman for Shoshana Baski about Rachel Devorah. Mishnah: Ba lo luitzaro. When a guy comes to bring his isaron of not the guy, when the Kohen comes to bring the carbon mitzvah, so ba lo luitzaron, nasan alav shamno ulevonaso. They put on it the shemen and the lavona, which goes on a carbon omer. Yatzak, they pour the shemen, ubalal, and they mix the shemen. Hainif, they wave it, the higish, they bring it close. Kamat, take a kimitza, the hikdir, and they amakdir it. Bahasha'ar, and the remainder, nechal lakahanim, can be eaten by the kohanim. Okay? Tosef wants to know why we didn't mention salting it. We don't mention that we salt it. If we do, we salt every mincha. Stuff says maybe it's obvious. The Karen Orah says it's obvious. Rosh Hashanah, maybe she mentioned that. It says olive base. Okay. In the Mishnah? That we salt it? Okay. Next. Mishakarva Omer. When they brought the Omer, Yotzin, they would go out. I'm sorry. Mishakarva Omer. Yotzin u'motzi and shuk Yerushalayim shu mole kemach. They would go out and they would notice already the marketplace was full of clutter, full of new wheat already. Right away already. And you know what? Shalo beratzon chachamim. The chachamim weren't so happy about that. The question is it usur? Sponsor was an usur. What they were doing, they just weren't so happy about it. Right? The Torah Zerol says, they don't want to say anything, they have to be shogim, they're being mezidin. What's the issue? The issue is, but, no, but it's not kaddish anymore. The issue is, you can eat it too early. That's the nothing wrong with that. No, there isn't. The only issue is the eating. Yes? Only issue is the eating. The problem is, they're ready in the market by 7 o'clock in the morning, it's already going to sale. They didn't bring the omer till 10. So they say, you know what? Don't take that chance. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Ratzon Chachamim Hayosim, they didn't mind. But now, below God's Rabbi Yehuda, Dilma Asim L'Nechaminei, isn't Rabbi Yehuda afraid that they're going to come to eat it too early? Rabbi Yehuda said, don't worry about it, the Chachamim, we're okay with that. Aren't they afraid of that? V'Rabinu, wait a minute, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right, let's say by Chamei, Bokin or Arba Asar, you do the B'nikat Chamei, it's night of the 14th, and Arba Asar Shachrit, and in the morning, and B'shas Bir. What about after this? What about after the Shas Bir? What happens if you find Chametz on Pesach? Says if Yehuda, don't do Bedika. Chacham Omrim, lo Badak, if you don't do Bedika, you do it on Pesach. After Pesach, what do you see from here? Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda make a Gzeira, right? If it's already Pesach, it's too late to make a Bedika, because he's afraid you're going to come to eat it. So how come by Chadash, he's not afraid you're going to come to eat it too early? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So, Amar Rava, no, shiny chadash. Chadash is different. Why is chadash different? Mitshelo hitartulo el aydei kito. Because the only way it's mutter is by cutting off with your hand. In other words, zacharu. It's a wake up call. It's a remembrance. The omer is a wake up call. No one's gonna eat chadash too early. Amalei abaya tina kitzira. That makes sense if there's a kitzira here. But tachina baharkada. What about the next stages of making bread? Grinding, sifting, all these things. Hello, kasha, that's not a kasha. Tchina berechayet the other. They would grind it in a different kind of grind, in a hand grinder. Again, it's a shinui. And harkada ayide hanafa. They would do harkada over a sieve, and therefore, again, it was a different thing, a different way to do it. Beis hashlachin. What about in a beis hashlachin? That it's based on shlachan is a field, very, very dry, it needs to be watered a lot. The sharia ktsira, they mastered the ktsira there before the omer, it's nan. Kotun es shlachan b'mamakim, they would allow you to cut the omer, they would allow you to cut wheat before the omer over there, avalo gochin, but you couldn't make piles out of it. Ma'ikal ameimar, why aren't we afraid over there? Maybe you could come to eat it. So the Gemara is going to give the answer we all know. El amar baya, chadash vadomine. Chadash is never mutter. So when it's never mutter, you're going to stay away from it. Chametz lo badomine. Chametz is not something you stay away from ever. Why not? Because for 51 weeks out of the year, you're allowed to eat it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm very nervous that when you're going to find chametz on Pesach, you might eat it. Why? So used to it. Therefore, I'm not going to tell you to go ahead and do bedikas chametz. You know why? You might eat it. Oh, I remember that cake from 2 weeks ago. Oh, that cake, right? One of the kids put it behind the couch, they found it on Pesach. Can't let you do a bedikah now, you might eat it. Chadash is never mutter. It's a whole, right? By the way, this halacha, that's why there's no such thing as bedikah, let's say bedikah b'sa mechala. Search my house every night. Is there any b'sa mechala going on over here? The answer is, you don't have to do that. Why? There's never mutter. Stay away from such a thing. If that ever happened, you throw it out immediately, call the rabbi immediately, what do I do? The middle thing is the place you go, but you never do that. Therefore, we don't do bedikah for that every night. Chametz, you got to do bedikah. Why? It's only once a year. It's much more common to eat it. So I'm a rabba. Wait a minute. It doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Kasha. Now, what about the Rabbana? The Rabbana, low Kasha. Rabbana, our Mishnah held that it was not the rutzon of the Chachamim to put out the Chadash to the world. Why? I guess we're afraid people are going to eat it. How can he hold? You can do bedikah even on Pesach. We're not worried about that. How come? So, Amarava, no. The Behuda, Behuda Lokasha, Kizashina. He's not a Kasha, we explained to him already. The Rabbana Lokasha. You know why? Because, of course, by the Badik, it's not a problem. You know why? This might answer Behuda also. Who Atmo Machzer Olav Lusarfo? What's he doing the Badika for? To eat it? No! To burn it! Michal Achomene is going to eat it? Why would he eat it? He's searching for he stumbles upon comments during Pesach. Says Behuda, don't do Badik, you might eat it. Says the Rabba, you going to eat it? You right away run into the fire. You're running to forget to eat that. Ravashi Amar, Shabuhuda Abuhuda Lokasha, different answer Ravashi gives, Kemach Kali Tanat. It says in the Mishnah that the grain was not right to be eaten raw. Why? It had to be roasted first. Therefore, Kanakashash is there. You're going to eat it off the. You're going to start eating from the storefront, from the vendor. It's not edible, or it requires roasting. So the Gemara, you know what? Ravashi Badusi, that's not really correct. You know why? Tinah mikoli the elik. That's true once you roast it. Ad koli bayikol meimar. Right? It's still mutter to eat even before it's roasted. Shachar roasted. So v'chitei mahachanami ayde kituf ukedurava. Fine, you want to tell me that everything's done different? What about in a field where it's mutter to do it early because it needs it? Ella ha Ravashi Bedusi. Ravashi clearly can't be right. Okay? Next. Mishakar Omer. Once the Omer was brought, Hutter Chadash Miyad. The Chadash became mutter right away. Some of say the word miyad means there was also a carbon that came with the omer. Carbon, like an animal that accompanies the omer. You don't have to wait for that animal. That animal they can schlep. You don't have to wait for that animal. Once the omer is brought, chadash is mutter. What's chadash? Chadash is any grain that is whenever it's planted, whenever it's right, but it's going to be cut now after this omer is being brought. That matters all the grain in the world. Right? We're going to get to the time of that on other days. Okay? Harachokim. People that live far away, mutar mechatos hayom ulahala. They have to wait till noon. Okay? They have to wait till noon. Mishachar Beit HaMikdash, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, hitzkin Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheheyom hanah kulo otter. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. The entire day, the second day of Pesach, the entire day is usher to eat chadash. Really, why should the entire day be usher? Right? So number base, we're going to have the reason. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the reason is going to be because people are going to make a mistake. What happened last year? Let's say the base of Mitzvah will be rebuilt. And people are going to say, well, last year I ate chadash, I woke up in the morning. So this year I could also eat chadash and wake up in the morning. Yeah, but last year there was no Beit HaMikdash. This year there is a Beit HaMikdash. You have to enter the Omer. People will make that mistake. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai authored Chadash, second day of Pesach. Asks the Rashba, why am I authoring it past Chatzos?
why am I asking you Pesach Asot?
The commission just said that even a city far away was able to eat Kadosh after Chatzot. Why? Hold that. Amar Rav Yehuda. No, what are you? Says Rav Yehuda, what's Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai talking about? Bahalo min haTorah hu Asur. There's an Isur in the Torah to eat Chadash the entire day when there's no Beit HaMikdash. It's a Pasuk. Shenemar, Adatzem Yom HaZeh. Right? Rashi said, that Pasuk is talking about when there's no Beit HaMikdash. You have to eat the entire day. Adatzem Yom HaZeh. You have to eat the whole day. Now, why is noon good enough? Why do these people have to wait till noon? Everybody knows Bezin's not lazy. They're not schlepping around till 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon to bring the Omer. So by noon, you live in Haifa, far away. By noon, it's good enough. By noon, you can eat Chazal Shalom. Right? They were already sold in the marketplace right away in the morning. That already, is that a good idea or not a good idea? But to eat it far away, by noon already you could. So why did you bring up the Rasha? Why did you bring up the Mizaki after wait till the whole day? So Chatzot. Right? So the answer is like this. Well, what if it's going to happen? The Beit HaMikdash is going to be built on Pesach, or Erev Pesach, maybe, right before Pesach. 15 minutes before Pesach, the Beit HaMikdash is built. There isn't enough time to get the Omer ready. There isn't enough time to get the Omer ready before, so right away in the morning. That might get pushed off for the afternoon. So for that Pesach, the Beit HaMikdash said, you know what? Don't have any Omer at all. Really, when the Beit HaMikdash was here, the Chatzot you left you. Why? Because the Kahanim are not lazy. What if it comes not lazy? What if it happens that the Beit HaMikdash is not built till now? So they couldn't get their act together. That's their fault. That's not lazy. It's just a lot to do. Right? So therefore, for that rare case, what's the answer? The answer is the whole day's also. That's the Rashba's answer. Okay? Now, Sasemet asks, is it inconceivable for a mishap to happen, and therefore the Omer wasn't brought before noon? Good, not lazy. Someone, the Kogel passed away, there was a Lodai, it's not Sasemet, but Badai? Badai, they brought it before noon? Is that what the commission is saying? Badai? So, the Sfas answer is, no, you go bust a rove. Rove of the time was brought before noon. Everyone asked, yeah, but it's the Sfas Hemet, wait till afternoon, wait till the night. The night, for sure, they brought it. So wait. That's a Vadai. In other words, not a Vadai. Rove of the time. But it's enough of a Vadai that you don't have to, that Sfas Hemet won't force you to wait. You hear? You hear that one? Good? Okay. Now, Rav and Shmuel is the Omri Tarvaihu. Rav and Shmuel both said like this. Bidman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayim. When the Beit HaMikdash was around, Omer Matir. The Omer was Matir. Bidman She'ein Beit HaMikdash Kayim. When there was no Beit HaMikdash, before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, it would be the case, Heir Mizrach Matir. The minute the sun rose on the morning, it was Matir. Right? The minute the sun rose, it was Matir. Then Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, not so fast. That would be the case, right? My time, why would that be the case? Because, Trey Kroy TV, Stoop Sukkim. See if it says, same puzzle. It says, Ad Habiachem. Uksiv, and it says, Ad Etzem Ayom Hazeh. So, which one is it? Is it Ad Habiachem, until you bring it, or is it Ad Etzem Ayom Hazeh? The answer is it's both. Hakesad, Kan, Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, what's the issue? The issue is the Omer. Khan, Khan Sha'ain Beit HaMikdash Kayim, and when there's no Beit HaMikdash, what permits you to eat the Omer? The sun rising. Okay? That's how you read the Pasuk. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, Virish Lakish to Arbi Tarvayu, Afilu Bizman Sha'ain Beit HaMikdash Kayim, Heir Mizrach Matir. Even when the Beit HaMikdash was around, the sunrise was enough. The sun was enough. Boksir Arabiyachem. Doesn't it say in the Pasuk until you bring the Omer? Says the Gemara, that's the mitzvah. That's just the mitzvah. But if you're starving and you have kids and driving you nuts, they want to eat it. You can eat it. Right? But it says the Gemara again, Mishakara Omer, Hutter Chodesh Miyad. The Mishnah says when you bring the Omer, the Chodesh becomes Mutter right away. It doesn't say when the sun rises. It which is when he brings the Omer. Again, the mitzvah. Again, that's just the mitzvah. Look at Tfila. A third try. Ha'omer ha'yam mutter b'medina. We know the Omer matered chadash in the Medina, meaning in the world. And v'shtelechem maktus l'mitzvah. The Beit HaMikdash was 7 weeks behind the rest of the world. They did not have any chadash until Shavuos. The Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos is what matered chadash for the Beit HaMikdash. So for those 7 weeks, they were still using Yashan. Okay? What do you see from there? It's the Omer, not the morning. The Gemara says, again, l'mitzvah. Again, this is the mitzvah. Okay? Another try. Yishachar Beit HaMikdash, when the Beit HaMikdash got destroyed, Kitzkin of Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the entire day of the Hanach means the waving. It means the day that you could bring the Omer, that day was Osir to eat Chadash. Okay? My time of why? What do you mean there's there before? Nehera, Yabana Beit HaMikdash. Maybe the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The Yomer, people will say, wait a minute. Eshtakad, last year, Milo Achalnu Beheir Mizra. Didn't we eat Chadash the minute the sun rose? Hashta, now, Nami Nechol. Now also let's eat. What changed? It's wonderful. The Beit HaMikdash is up now. Fantastic. That changes my health Chadash? Doesn't change it. Well, that's the one that Beit HaMikdash was not around.
One minute.
We'll get Gemara's going to talk about that in a minute. V'lo Yadi, they didn't know. Deshtakad, last year, lo haya Omer. There was no Omer. Why was there no Omer? There was no Beit HaMikdash. Hey, or Mizrach Matir. The Mizrach alone, the dawn alone, Matir the Chadash. Bahashta, now, the Ikka Omer, now there's an Omer, Omer Matir. Right? Now, wait a minute. V'isal k'daitach l'mitzvah, if you're telling me that the Omer's a mitzvah, the Rokhan HaMedakai made a takana for a l'chassilah? Mitzvah Lake Velitzer? He made a takana for a lichatila? I don't want anyone eating the whole day. Why? Because lichatila you should eat for the Omer. And this year, the Beis Hamikdash will be built. People are going to say, last year I didn't wait. This year I have to wait. You don't really have to wait this year, but it's lichatila you should wait. You mean, what do you mean, wait? You mean people might make a mistake? Yeah. You see from here, psychology of Ruchel HaMazakai. Ruchel HaMazakai believed, or he was suspected, that the Beit HaMikdash would be rebuilt in the next 5-10 years. For sure. Why? Because a few years ago, we did it this way. Imagine this today. Imagine if Ruchel HaMazakai knew that for 2,000 years, what do you mean last year? We haven't had an Omer in 2,000 years. Last year we did it like this, and this year we're going to do it like this. Is that a reason for a gzeira? It's not a reason. If you believe. What? No, but if you believe that the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt right now, listen, I got to take precautions. So I don't want people violating Chadash. The Beit HaMikdash will be built in a year. So people are like, I remember what happened 3 years ago. Remember that? The minute we woke up in the morning, we ate the Chadash. What do we have to wait now? Right? Yeah, the answer is you do have to wait now, because now the Beit HaMikdash is back. For 3 years it was gone. Yeah, if it's gone for 2,000 years, what kind of day is this? This is not a day chair l'mikdash. That's a different story. Ain't a chanami. So the question, what? Now, the question is a very strong question. The question is, if the whole thing is a lichachila only, I already broke the mitzvah, I make it the takana for lichachila. That doesn't make any sense. Right? You hear the question? Ella, Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, no. The Brochon of Mizakai, the Shitas of Yehuda Amr. He really holds like a Yehuda. Amr who said, Minat Torah Asr. Minat Torah. It's Asr to eat Chadash when there's no Beit HaMikdash. Shneemar, Adetzameyom Azeh. Ad Itzum Mushal Yom. You have to wait the whole day. Diksavar Ad Bechlau. You have to wait the whole day. Right? In other words, therefore what? In other words, the Brochon of Mizakai agrees with Yehuda. He agrees with Yehuda. When there's no Beit HaMikdash, the entire day is awesome. So what does it mean to make it a Hana? It's awesome in a Torah? We're going to answer that question in a minute. Right? Getting back. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Zakkai. right? Therefore, what about the Chachamim? You can't bring a raya according to the Chachamim. Maybe it could be that according to the Chachamim, when there is yet a Beis HaMikdash, it could be that maybe the morning rising was enough. You have to wait to the Omer. Okay, that's just a lechachila. That's the mitzvah. Rav Yochanan didn't hold from that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about now when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So when there's no Beis HaMikdash, what's the story? Rav Yochanan Medaka made a takana. Why would he make a takana for lechachila? The answer is he didn't make a takana. It's awesome in a Torah. That's the answer. What about the issue? Right? Rav Yochanan Medaka and Rosh Lakish made a statement. What did they say? Even when the Beis HaMikdash was here, you didn't have to wait for the Omer. No, he made a takana because he held it to the Doraisa. So what's the takana? So the answer is not takana. First of all, the Gemara says, "Umi sabra lo kavasei." Does the Brachon and Betaka even hold like Rav Yehuda? The Mishnah argues, but Miflat Paladali, he argues, it's non. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, Hiski the Brachon and Betaka sheyomanav kulo aser. Amar Rav Yehuda, alamana Torah hu aser. Tiksin benzimi omazeh. No, there's a Torah. What are you talking about? How can you tell me that Rav Yochanan Medaka agrees with Rav Yehuda? The answer is, Rav Yehuda Huda Katoi. No, Rav Yehuda made a mistake. Whosoever he thought that Rav Yochanan Medaka bid the Rabbanan Ka'amar. He thought Rav Yochanan Medaka only made it into Rabbanan. Velohi, not true. Midar Raisa Ka'amar. Really, the whole thing was a Dindar Raisa. Aye, for Hiskin Katani. But it says he made a Takana. Now, if it's a Dindar Raisa, it's not a Takana. What is the answer? My Hiskin. What does it mean he made a takana? It means darash v'hiskin. It means he darshined and pulled this idea out of the pasuk and publicized it. That's basically what it means. He basically publicized it. Right? Nobody knew about this drasha that it's usher the whole day. Rav Yochanan Medaka made a thing. So now, getting back to your point, is there any other thing like this? So maybe now, if this is all right, so you can't answer any questions. Right? If that's the case. Right? Okay? Now, for Papa, for Rav Huna, phrase of Yeshua, now that we've said that, by the way, there's no shaila that Kadosh is Asur for Chutz La'aretz. There's no shaila about that. The only question is it Asur Midaraisa or Asur Midarabana? There's no shaila that's Asur for Chutz La'aretz. No one holds otherwise. Now, they're going to have a machlokes now with Manazeh in Tantal Marayim in Chutz La'aretz. So, is it enough to wait till the 16th of Nisan, which is the second day of Pesach? Or maybe not because it's Sekhid Yoma, you have to wait till the 17th. That's going to be a detailed machlokes now among the Amorites. You have to wait an extra day because of Chutzpah. Some are going to say yes, some are going to say no. Some are going to be, you know, all every possible sheet to hear. We're going to see right now. For Papa, for Avuna, Breda of Yeshua, Achli Chodesh, B'or, to the Shitzar, Nagi Shibtar. Now, they didn't have any, they will eat the night of the 16th. Going into the 17th. Why? In other words, they treated Babel, wherever they lived, the Chutzlaret, as if it's Eretz Yisrael. Why? Kasavri, because they held Chadash the Chutzlaret Midrabanan. Chadash the Chutzlaret is only Dindrabanan. That's all right, though. It's called Dindrabanan. And Ulusveiko Lokai Shinan. So, at the pile on another stake of the Yoma on top of the Dindrabanan, I don't have to do that. Right? That I don't have to do. Therefore, I don't have to wait. So whatever the din is in Israel, same thing over. It's just like Sfirat Omer, right? There's only one Sfirat Omer count. It's here and a Chutzlar. And there's Yisrael, same count. Right, so let's say someone brought it, or let's say it was harvested beforehand. I'm not sure. So in the beginning of this year, I said that it could be harvested before, it just can't be eaten. I'm not sure about that. Yeah. If you have to come up with a hasty thing, you ask me a question. Who brought them newly harvested things during Yontif? Right, from Papa. He's sitting on second day Yontif, someone brings it, probably have to wait till tonight. Right? Why? What? How's it possible? Unless you could say, no, what if you harvested it early? You can't eat it. But I don't know the answer to that. Why? Exactly. That's what I started off by saying, and I wasn't sure about that. Is it go by the harvesting or the eating? I'm not sure. Now, Rabbanan de Berabashi,
Achli betachbar de shibtar. No. Ravashi already waited till the morning of the 17th. Now, what's he waiting for the morning for? Why? Because kasavri chadash b'chutz or it's doraisa. So first of all, it holds it's a doraisa. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midrabanan ka'amar. But I disagreed that what we said earlier, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a didoraisa made up. No, it was a didorabanan that he made up. So it's two opposing things over here. I agree that it's a didorabanan. This is a gzeira of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made up on his own. However, I hold chadash chutar as a doraisa. How do you reconcile that? He talking liyom hanaf was fake a low talking. But he didn't make it usher for the, on the day of a suffix. Therefore, the minute it's badai the next morning, I have to wait till the next morning. Why? Because the Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai ushered the whole day. I wait till the next morning. That's why 2 days? I don't say 2 days. Why? He didn't go there on the suffix, on the sake of the yom. Now we're going to have the third shita. Amar Avina, Amar Li'ein, Abuch, Lahavi Achol Chadash, El Aborta, the Shimsar, Nagit Tineiser. He ate on the night of the 17th, going into the 18th. The most chumer shita. Why? The Sabalak of Yehuda. He held like of Yehuda at what? That it's a din d'oraisa and b'chayes mistake. And Koshi from mistake of Yoma. They have to wait 2 days. Okay, that's how it ends off. Now, two minutes on this. What's the story with? By the way, some asked on Rav Papa, how could you be makel and eat chadash early? It's a davashiyesh l'matirin. Wait. From the philosophy. Right? You have to wait. What do you mean? It's choshit. Well, there's no safek. It's chutzlaret. It's like, yom. Davashiyesh l'matirin. Wait another day. You need to know without a shayla. What are you putting yourself into safek for? Right? So there's two answers to that question. What? So first of all, we said, Rabbi Shlomo, we're supposed to have said this on Shabbat. If man azeh, there is no safek of steak at yom. There's no safek. We know exactly what pace. We know exactly what Pesach is. Why do we keep 2 days? It's a minimum. Right? Right, no, but he's asking, how could you rely on the suffix that it's only really 1 day? What do you mean? We have to take a diyama. So the answer, first answer is, that's not really a suffix. We know exactly when the Pesach is. Why do we keep 2 days in chutzlar? It's a minimum. My father said, I'll do it also. It's only a minimum. That's the first answer. The second answer he gives, what?
Very powerful minute.
It's such a powerful minute, you can make a brach on matzah and set it out of there. It's how powerful that minute is.
Oh, yeah?
Therefore, what, he's an American? Oh. You know what I'm punishing? Right. So the answer is yes to the question. Right, what's the question? If you hold 2 days, right? So what about it? What you're asking is, if the Chacham Tzvi held, he's asking, if the suffix, why don't we keep 2 days or 1 day? A suffix. So why should it be where you live? Why should it be by where you live? It should be where you are. If you're an American and you're in Israel, I live in America. So in America, they keep 2 days. But right now, here in Israel, they don't keep 2 days. Why are you keeping 2 days? Because you live in America? So what? It should go by you. No, no one holds that. No one holds that. It should go by where you. It should go by where you are. Where am I? Am I in Israel? If I'm in Israel, I should hold 1 day. Why? There's no suffix here. If I'm in. No, but the other way around also. If you're an Israeli in America, you should hold 2 days. Why? Because here there's a suffix. It's not going to be hell like that.
Not going to like
the answer. It took me a long time to figure find out this answer. The answer is because it has nothing to do with social suffering. It has to do with social minhag. And what's the halacha of social minhagim?
Think on the summers of where you come from and the summers of where you go to.
Therefore, if you're an American in Israel, you have to be machmir on the summers of where you came from.
The summers of where you came from are today.
Now, if you're that's easy. That's what most people do. When they go to Israel, they keep 2 days. Why? The Torah's minhag. Now, what about the girl that comes here 2 days? So, theoretically, they should keep the kumra of the makom that they're in and not do any malach in public. That's most people don't.
Chukum, it does make sense. If you view it from Minhagim perspective, it makes sense. That's the best I can give you. Yeah, yeah. Now, what's the story with this new stick, this new day and a half business? I don't know. It's a new thing now. It's very, very, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. Now, it's a new thing. Now, what's the story with Chadash B'tzman Hazeh? You see clearly that's awesome. So what now? So earlier this morning, they said that the only reason why Chadash became an issue, why people started being mocked, not because people are getting promoted. That's not the reason. I thought that was the reason. They said that's not the reason. The reason is because in the 1970s, America used to have a 6-year storage supply of Chadash. Oh, wait, before we get to that. So we had, why could Rapapa be Makil and eat Chadash, right, saying, I'm going to hold, because no suffix, it's one day story, Dovashesh Matirin. The one answer we gave was, what was the first answer we gave? It's not really a suffix, because we know exactly what you have to. Second answer is, it's not a Dovashesh Matirin. You know why? Because Chadash is going to be out there again next year. Because the Cheshek Shlomo, that doesn't make any sense. There's no iser on that book of chametz. This piece of meat, this piece of chametz, is the usher again next paper. Why? Because all chametz is usher. This wheat is usher next year for the chadash? Of course not. That doesn't make any sense. What does it mean? What do you mean to be usher? Yes, the concept of chadash will come back again next year. This wheat to be usher next year? No. Okay. So I know. So that's what the Cheshek Shlomo says. Got an answer with that. So. What they told me across the street was that until the 1970s, America had a 6-year backlog of wheat. So there was never a Chadash issue. It was always Yasha. It was always old wheat. Because in the 70s, Nixon started selling the wheat to Russia, so the storehouses were cleaned out. So everything got sold. But then it became an issue. And that's how it started. It's very interesting. So the Ramah had the famous Kula where he said, the reason why you're allowed to eat Chadash and Chutz La'aretz is because it's a spec taker. Subject number one, maybe we don't know when it was planted. Subject number two, even if you know when it was harvested, you don't know when it took root. Everyone asked on that. That say, first of all, that criteria is irrelevant. Second of all, it's really the same subject. It's the same subject in two different ways. Same subject twice. But the big shiloh, the big kasha about that sex taker, which is why people are very nizzer in Kaddash, because that sex taker is a very shaky ground. Should let you know. First of all, Stefan is that, I spoke to my friend who's a baker. He told me every single bag of wheat, you know exactly where it came from. You know exactly where it comes from, when the harvest is, and everything is known. So the whole thing is shaky. Now, but Moshe Feinstein, and I don't know when this tool was coming out. Was it 1951 or 1981? I don't know. But Moshe Feinstein did say that you can rely on the spectator of the Ramah, shaky as it is, it's reliable, and which is what most people that are not Nizer rely on Moshe Feinstein. Right? Another example of but Moshe Feinstein became not good enough for people. He's good enough all these years, now he's not good enough. It's one of the examples. But Moshe Feinstein said it, you take it to the bank. After 120 years, you're going to come and say, why didn't you practice that way? And you're going to say, but Moshe Feinstein right over there. And they're going to say, that's excellent. Right? If you're big enough soldiers, you can rely on them. That's the story. In a 30-second nutshell, that's the story. Very complicated, but that's the story in a nutshell. Okay. Next. Ha'omer Hayamatir b'Medina, the Omer was matir in the Medina. Shteilechem b'Mikdash, the Shteilechem was matir in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, now listen to this: Ein Revi'in Menachas u'Bikurim. You can't bring Menachas or Bikurim. We can have a kash on that. There's only Chadash on grain. There's no Chadash on apple or pomegranate or grape. There's no Chadash on fruit. So what's Bikurim doing here? And Minchas Behema, and the Minchas that are brought with the Behema, which, by the way, is a mincha. The Grizz wants to know, why does the Mishnah have to specify it separately? Anyway, that kodim omer. But bim hevi hustle. Kodim shtalechem lo hevi. Bim yavi. Bim hevi kashu. In other words, if I bring chadash before Pesach, that hustles my carbon. But if I bring it before Shavuot, I shouldn't do that. Why shouldn't I do that? Because it's still chadash for the Beis HaMikdash. But it doesn't hustle my carbon. So, Yosef, Rav Tarfon was sitting,
the kakashali, and he had a kasha. Ma ben kodom la omer la kodom shtelechem. What's the difference? Where if I bring the mincha before the Pesach, I bring chodesh before Pesach, it's possible. But if I bring it before Shavuot, I shouldn't have done that. Why shouldn't I have done that? Because it's not mutter yet in the Beit HaMikdash. However, it's not possible. What's the difference? Okay, you hear the concept? So, I'm a lefon of Yehuda Bar Nechemiah. Yehuda Bar Nechemiah piped up and he says, look, I'm about to call them the Omer. Before the Omer, Shekhen the Hotel Mechol Ezehed. Nobody's mutter with chodesh. Nobody's allowed to use chodesh. Therefore, if you bring it early, it's no good. Tomar, the kodim was shtei alechem. What about before shtei alechem? Shehutu mechalik lehegim. In other words, you know why if I bring chadash before Pesach it's puzzled? Because no one in the world is allowed to have chadash. Therefore it's puzzled. One, if I bring it before Shavuot, I'm allowed to have chadash. Now, they have to Pesach. Just the base of the Mikdash is not. So therefore, don't bring it. Why not? Because the base of the Mikdash is not allowed to have it. And if you bring it, if it's the evidence, fine. That's the difference. Now, Shasak Rav Tarfon. The Tarfon was quiet. Mistama. That's a good answer. Look at the next line. Shavu Panav Shavu Huzav Ben Nechemia. There's a machlokas if you have to read the word Rebbe, Huzav Ben Nechemia, or not. Anyway, he lit up. Amal Rabbi Akiva. Yehuda. Shavu Panecha. Shehivashta. Hey, Shabtis. It's okay. You lit up because you bested the old man of Tarfon. Right? You got a good answer to him. I wonder how long he's going to live. What kind of statement? I wonder how long he's going to live. For the Akiva of all people. Right? Amar Huzav Eloi. Osa Perek was Pras Pesach Haya. That was a 2 weeks before Pesach. That happened, that story. So, Ksalisi Latzeres, when Shavuot came, when Shavuot came, Sh'alti Achrav, Huzav Ben Nechemia. I was asking around, where's Huzav Ben Nechemia? I want to hook up with my good buddy. Amrulav, Amruli, Nifta Bahalaklo. He passed away, he went to the next world. Right? Right, so the Chaim Kanievsky says, you hear from here, you see from here, and you can't tolerate any slight to the covenant of Chacham. We know that already. This is a very harsh punishment. Now, for someone this morning says, well, he didn't say, he didn't curse him. He just said, I'm wondering. Yeah, but when Rabbi Kiva says, I'm wondering, it's the same thing, it's a curse. Right? Rabbi Kiva is not a normal person. Right? Rabbi Kiva says that, that's the same value as a curse. Right? It's a very difficult story. For Rabbi Kiva, of all people, Rabbi Kiva is the one who says it. It's the top of the story. He lost 24,000 Talmidim because they didn't get covered to each other. So another one he makes them join? You have to get some offer. What? Very, like a little bit intolerant Muslim. You know what I'm saying? All he did was smile. So on these people, at their level, this is the biggest crime in the world. That's a very difficult, that's the answer, right? It's a very difficult answer to swallow. All right, Michael, we're going to look how far we are. Let's do one more minute. Now, Amar of Nachar by Yitzchak, just one more thing. Amar of Nachar by Yitzchak. So this now, by the way, okay, so putting aside all the mutter over here, but according to him, the Rehuda ben Nechemia, Mechasim, the Kurim, Shekriv, and Kodal La'omer, Ksherim. The Mechasim are Kasher, right? In other words, wine. It's a Pshita. Of course that's Kasher. There's no Kodash on wine. What's going on here? So, Ma'adatema, I would have thought this is a very difficult Ma'adatema. Ma'adatema, I would have thought, Hasamhu, that over there, over where? By Mincha, only if I bring a mincha, it's okay. Why? Because it's mutter to somebody. But over here, it's not mutter at all. Why is it not mutter at all? It's always mutter. There was never a moment when wine is never us. It's a very weak covenant. Wine is never, there's no such thing as punished by wine. I would have thought, it seems wine is always mutter. Therefore, you have to wait till Shavuot. Amash Milan, Kolshkin, for sure you don't have to wait. Hafa, it's always your cloud. It's never us at all, and for sure you don't have to wait. Okay, stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.